Well, I'm thrilled and honored that South Dakota Democrats saw fit to have me represent them in this general election. I think it's a very important one. When I got into this, one of my first lines was, just like competition is good for business, the competition of ideas is good for state government. And we haven't had that in South Dakota for a long time. And because I've been in the legislature for 6 years, because I saw the decisions being made 4 years ago, because those decisions were cast as something like, you know, we didn't have a choice, but I firmly believe we definitely did have choices and we made the wrong choice. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next several months.
Now, you're the first woman to win this?
Yes, I am the first female gubernatorial candidate that has won a primary. You know, we did have Alice Cundert did run in the Republican primary, but she didn't get the nomination. So yes, it's quite an honor. Boy, if South Dakota could elect their first woman governor, that'd be pretty great.
Well, speaking of that, you're going up against Dennis Dugard when you catch your breath and everything settles here. What do you think of that?
You know, I'm nothing if not realistic. It's David and Goliath. It's a little bit of money and way over $1 million. But I think South Dakotans still do have an appreciation for balance. And you know, the legislative and executive branches have been controlled overwhelmingly by the Republicans for two generations. And when South Dakotans do have a choice to elect a moderate, such as Stephanie Herseth Sandlin, they've done that in the past. And our retiring Senator, Tim Johnson. I really feel like I'm kind of cut from that same mold of a moderate Democrat who isn't going to hammer, who's going to talk about a lot of important Democratic issues, minimum wage, education, access to health care, but also just the fact that state government is not as open and honest as it should be. It is not including all the parties aren't at the table because the government is controlled so much by one party. And too many decisions are made behind closed doors, whether it's the governor's conference room or the closed Republican caucus or the pre-committee meetings. And that really needs to change in order for more South Dakotans to be represented by the state government.
Okay.